I would now like to introduce the LAPD chaplain, Steve Hillman, to give us the invocation.
Morning, everyone. Welcome. Let's take a moment and remember these heroes fondly for some of us that have worked with them and his family. Let us all take a moment and just bow our heads, giving thanks for the greatness of their lives. Gracious God, we thank you for this day and the coming together. We ask you to bless these men that have sacrificed everything that they had for us, that we might be free and be free of oppression, and be free in our lives and in our community. We ask you to bless us this day with the friendship from one another, that the memories and the stories of these lives of these officers are ones that bring us peace and joy for the goodness of their life. We ask you, too, to watch over them, eternally keep them in your care until we, too, join them one day. And we ask all of this in your name. Amen.
Thank you. May all be seated. So again, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Captain Jeff Burt. I'm the commanding officer of... My sound just went out and then came back. I welcome all of you today. Wow.
Okay, still there?
I hope. I'm not touching the mic, I'm not even looking at the mic. I'm about to draw down on the mic. No. As I thought about what I was going to say, I said, welcome to this ceremony. And I'm stuttering through this, and I promise you, I really did think about what I was going to say today. I wasn't even sure what to call this gathering. A ceremony? Well, it sounded too ceremonious. An event sounded too corporate. Unveiling? I think that's what they do to the new Toyota Prius at the car show. And frankly, memorial sounded too damn sad. And then I looked out this morning here, and I saw a sea of blue uniforms, a whole bunch of really bad mustaches. Comes with... I'm jealous. I have like three angry red hairs that come out of my face in weird places. I didn't hit puberty till I was 30. When I was 14, I looked like a fetus. So bear with me. But I look out, I see all these uniforms, facial hair that I've already beat up. But I saw mothers and I saw fathers. I saw grandparents, wives, sons, daughters of fallen officers, and I realized that I'm home. This is a family reunion. Like a family reunion, some of you made some very big sacrifices to get here today, and you traveled a great distance. I see some motor cops in the back nodding their heads, and I gotta tell you guys, the country of Palmdale is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about places twice that far. Colorado. No. Honestly, I just flew back a couple weeks ago from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and I swear to God, it took me longer to drive from LAX to Van Nuys than the flight from San Francisco to Los Angeles. And there was a delay. I mean, I stopped at Mulholland to gas up, and I asked the gas station attendant for some peanuts and some ginger ale. But I say this, as all Los Angelinos know, we talk about traffic like the Scandinavians talk about snow. We've got heavy traffic. We've got medium, light, deep traffic. We've got layered. We have frozen traffic, packed, spotty patches of traffic. And I've always laughed it off until they assigned me to traffic. I came to work traffic for the first time in my career 5 months ago, having not a clue what it meant to work in this assignment. The mission, taking traffic reports, writing tickets, seemed like a distant relative to crime fighting. Even the uniform is different. The stoic, plain Navy uniform that I've grown to love. No stripes, no patches, no ribbons, anything. And now I'm having these big, shiny patches sewn on my shoulders. I mean, I had to special order the smaller patches because the big ones went all the way around and they touched at the back. Thank you. Patch, I mean, that's really what I needed to highlight my underprivileged shoulders. I'm like, thank you, thanks. And the chain? My first week in traffic, my wife is complaining that our toilet's running. She's like, can I borrow this thing? I'm like, honey, there's department policy against that, I think. But my wake-up call came exactly 3 hours and 27 minutes into my assignment in traffic. And for people not subject to the department calendar, that translates to a Sunday morning at 3:27 a.m. when I responded to a horrible traffic accident on Ventura Boulevard in North Hollywood. A young man killed himself and two very young adults he was driving with. He was drinking, he sped down Ventura Boulevard, flipped his BMW convertible, took out palm trees, buildings, and ended up in a big fiery crash. So when I got there, this is what I saw. A car still smoldering, a palm tree on fire, a building still burning, and groups of young, sobbing friends gathering, media vans everywhere, crisis response teams running about, fire trucks, car parts strewn for literally a quarter mile up the road. It looked like the corner of Armageddon. But then I saw my cops, and I saw their patches reflecting in the night, and I saw the glint of that traffic chain. And then I saw over the next 2 hours, this group of men and women, they quietly, methodically, patiently, they brought calm to calamity, restoring order. They're putting the pieces of the gory puzzle together, gently talking to grief-stricken survivors and friends, professionally dealing with the media, and ultimately righting as best they could a horrific wrong. And time and again I've seen this. Images that cause adults, cops, citizens to revolt in horror, an infant involved in a traffic collision. It's these men and women in patches and chains who we all turn to for answers, for calm, and for order. Then there's motor officers. The men and women with the courage and, quite honestly, the coordination to get on a motorcycle, tasked with enforcing traffic laws, reducing serious and fatal injuries, and arresting drunks. I ask you, how many lives have been spared by the stern motor officer? Patches, chain, bad mustache, all that. And he arrests 300 drunks in a year. How do you put a measure on that? Or cites 25 people in a day for speeding in a residential neighborhood. And let me tell you, not every drunk they arrest is a happy drunk. Not every person who gets a ticket accepts it without a fight. These cops, they risk their neck every day. They tangle with some very, very disturbed people, and they ride on some very dangerous streets. And you wonder why they seem grumpy when they give you a ticket. That was bad. I'll come back. We'll come back to that. Come on. But the patches, the chain, the whistle, there's a whistle on the bottom of this chain, I found that. They unify us, and they bond us. And they remind us why our mission is so special and why we do tasks that other cops don't. And I know that now. But now I hope you see, like any family, we laugh together, we quarrel sometimes, we break bread, we work through bad times, and we joke a lot. But nothing, and I mean this, nothing holds us together. Nothing makes the pitch of a roll call room lower. Nothing speaks to us of family, our commitment to the community, our mission, and to one another stronger, louder, clearer than the 7 solitary photos of Valley traffic officers that hung in our lobby. The 7 officers of Valley Traffic Division who we, you, I, our family, we lost in the last 40 years. So today is about them. It's about their lives. It's about their sacrifice, their memories, and what they in passing have become in the hearts and the minds of every cop you see here. Today is also about you, the families, the loved ones who lost so much, who grieved and have lived with that loss. And today is about every woman and man in the LAPD uniform. And for every public servant behind me, phenomenal supporters of law enforcement and public safety, everyone. And for the community members out there who time and again have put their faith and trust in the men and women who ethically and compassionately police the greatest city on earth, Los Angeles. This department has bestowed on me many honors in the last 16 years. Getting the award most likely to die from a paper cut while trapped in an elevator was not one of them. I left admin after that. But several promotions, several pay grades, several phenomenal assignments, giving me the keys to Valley Traffic Division, allowing me to lead the finest group of dedicated and passionate officers I've ever had the honor to serve. These are the blessings and the gifts I'm thankful for every day. But I mean this from the bottom of my heart. The greatest honor I've ever had is to be the first person to gaze upon this group of fathers, of mothers, brothers, sisters, wives, children, grandchildren, and friends, and be the first to say, thank you. Thank you for giving us our fallen brothers, our guides, and our heroes. We have a phenomenal program for you today, I think, and one where you're going to hear from some profoundly dedicated public servants in uniform and out. It is my sincere pleasure to introduce our Chief of Police, Chief Charlie Beck.
Good morning. Well, first, I had no idea Jeff was that funny. I'm a little offended by the mustache humor, but I'll live through that. You know, today is a time to talk about sacrifice and commitment. When I look at the seven photos displayed so honorably here, when we all get together and look at the magnificent monument to their service, all I can think about is their commitment. And when I look at this audience, all I can recognize is your sacrifice. These are seven, but there have been 204 Los Angeles police officers killed in the line of duty. Far more than any other law enforcement agency in the Western United States. Far more. Each one of those has an impact on those that survive. The families, the partners, the police officers in far parts of the city that may not even know them are impacted by their loss. Since I've been a Los Angeles police officer, which is just over 36 years, we've lost 53. And when we do a memorial every year, I remember every one of those. I remember every story. One of them, James Choquette, and died in my arms in 1980 on a street in South Los Angeles. And on that day, besides the grief that we all felt, I learned something that I've never forgotten and that I try to impart and I'll put forward in this little talk so that maybe somebody thinks about this. You become immune or endured or used to the risks of this profession through your practice of it. Every day, you get on the motorcycle, you handle the radio call, you meet the public, and it becomes routine. And everybody else around you does the same thing, and it becomes routine. Until that one day when it's not. Until that one day when fate reaches out and changes all our lives. And you have to recognize that everything you do is important. Everything you do has an element of danger. But nothing is important as the honor you share among each other and the love that you show for your families. I'll be attending a funeral in a week, next Friday, for an officer who died on duty as a complication to a surgery. 59 years old, exact same age as I am. And I hope, and I pray, and I hope everybody else does too, that he got to say what he needed to say to his partners, to his friends and his family before he passed. Because you never know what that day is. So, what I think it all boils down to is don't ever waste a day. No matter how young you are, no matter how strong you are, no matter how tough you are, you never know the day. Don't let things go unsaid. Make sure you tell people that you love them. Make sure you tell people that you value their friendship. Make sure people know you respect them. And if you do that, maybe you'll be ready for that day. I want to thank Captain Menzel. And I want to thank Captain Burt for their work on this. I know that without their energy, this would have never happened. You know, Valley Traffic is a great part of the Los Angeles Police Department, a part that I've been honored to work with on a couple of occasions, and I plan to do more if it ever stops raining. I can bring my motorcycle back out. And I just am thrilled to be a part to honor those that have gave so much for so many. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chief Beck. I'd like to recognize a gentleman who won't be speaking but is responsible for the 230 square miles of the San Fernando Valley. That's our Deputy Chief, George Villegas. The next speaker is going to be Congressman Cardenas.
I'd like to first thank Captain Bird for making us all laugh. You are pretty funny.
Go over here now.
Oh, here you go. Like a magician. He's everywhere. And also, the word bravery is in sync with every man and woman who wears a badge. And Captain Burt proved that he is certainly brave, even when trying to be a comedian, when he makes fun of mustaches and the chief has a mustache. So that was very brave. But my compliments to the chief, and thank you for your wonderful, heartfelt words and your wonderful work. I've had the pleasure of working with Chief Beck for 10 years, and even though I'm no longer a servant directly of the city of Los Angeles and I'm a servant of this country as a congressman, you are and will always be my chief. I've met many, I've worked with many, but your wisdom and your leadership is tremendous, and this city is just so blessed to have you as their chief. So thank you so much. I'd like to first, when it comes to our fallen officers of who we're honoring today, and rightfully so, I'd like to thank all of the family members and the friends and the partners of all of the fallen officers that we honor today, because you have endured a sacrifice like no other. To lose someone you love, to lose someone that you laughed with, to lose someone that you loved in so many ways, and to lose someone who gave you so much. We all want to thank you for your sacrifice and for the dignity in which you wear that sacrifice. I don't speak much of my brother who died at the age of 16, but I think today it's appropriate for me to express my understanding of what it is to know somebody who sacrificed. He was only 16 when he died on the 4th of July in 1971. I was only 8 years old, but I loved him so much. I looked up to him. He was bigger and huskier than the rest of my older brothers and sisters, and he just had a humor that he used to make us laugh and make us cry, that punk. As I was the youngest, and he used to chase me around and give me noogies or what have you. But I miss him so much. But I think it's appropriate that I give you his example that has some semblance of resemblance to the seven fallen officers that we honor today. Because on July 4th, 1971, he died saving someone's life. But interestingly enough, even at his young age, all he talked about, and my mother and father wanted all of us to go straight to college. And he didn't want to go to college. He wanted to go to the academy. He wanted to be a cop. That's what he used to say. I want to be a cop. I want to be a cop. And I think he would have made a fine cop. Especially when you think of how beautiful he was, how wonderful he was even at his young age, and that he proved at the age of 16 that when he got the call to save someone's life, he did. He saved a young girl, teenage girl, from drowning. But he died in the process. We were all at the beach celebrating the 4th of July, and he lost his life because he wanted to make sure that somebody else lived. And that's what I think about when I think of police officers. And unfortunately, we have too many examples of those men and women who are willing to give the ultimate sacrifice and will not turn away from the responsibility and the duty to give everything, even their life. Thank you so much to all of you who brought this wonderful day together. And I can't forget to thank the boosters, the men and women of the community who give so much to tell our officers, remind our officers as often as possible how much we love them, appreciate them, and how much we need them. Congratulations to all of us in taking the time to say thank you to our fallen loved ones. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Cardenas. I hate to correct a congressman, but there's bravery and there's stupidity. The example with the mustache, that was the latter. Thank you. I'd just point this out, as a councilman, he was a staunch supporter of law enforcement, and good law enforcement, and all of us appreciate that. Thank you very much. Our next speaker is one of our own, the famous Councilman Dennis Zine.
Thank you, Captain. Tony Cardenas was a seatmate at City Council, and he's been elevated to the United States Congress, the son of a gardener who is now a member of the United States Congress. Only in America could that happen. Tony Cardenas, my good friend. Well, I spent many years here at Valley Traffic Division. Looking around this room, is that Bill Mulvihill? Mulvihill here? He used to always tell me how he hid his money under his mattress. Chuck Lavold. Joe Gomez, who showed me how you can get a half-price meal. Many memories here at Valley Traffic, the founding of Valley Traffic Division. Cheryl, one of our good reserves. And I look around this room, I see Linda Evans. I see the young Verna, motor officer. When Valley Traffic was formed, I was one of the sergeants, along with Jimmy Grubbs, to serve in this division. I did 3 years as a motor officer, went to the process, became a sergeant, and my goal was to be a motor sergeant. the best job on the department. Our chief rides a motorcycle. He's got his own motorcycle with stars on it. You can always tell the chief coming down the road. But it brings back such fond memories. When I think of the 7 officers who've passed away serving the community of the San Fernando Valley, community that I've served and now represent in the city council for almost 12 years. Chuck Caracciolo, traffic stop, shot and killed. I wasn't working valet traffic at that time, but the other 6 officers were deployed when I was a sergeant here at Valley Traffic Division. Paul Verna. I was at the hospital with Paul Verna. I was at the hospital with him. I'll never forget a man that had a smile, who loved serving this community, who not only police officer, but he tried the fire department, but he came back to the home of the police department. And he has sons that are following his footsteps on the police department, following in dad's footsteps. Jack Evans. Jack Evans. Talk about an officer who liked to work up in Foothill Division, an officer who was a little rough around the edges, but had a heart of gold, would be there for you, chasing a speeder, and died. Randy Marshall. I see Iris, retired member of the department. Randy Marshall brought his 2 daughters over to my home one time with my 2 sons, Christopher and Eric, and taught me how to use a chainsaw to cut the trees, because being as cheap as I am, I wanted to do it myself. But then he turned me on to Carrie Ray, who does it professionally. But I still remember Randy coming over with the 2 daughters. And there's one now, a mom. And my son, Christopher, who's now a sergeant with the police department, how the years have flown by so fast. Ray Meserly, trying to get a traffic violator killed in the line of duty. David Schmidt, who would always bring his lunch to work at Valley Traffic Division, motor officer, died. And the man that had an impact on so many people, Clarence Wayne Dean. And I remember John Mitchell, who passed away, our lieutenant, affectionately known as Mom. Clarence Wayne Dean came to work one day with tennis shoes. And lieutenant said, "You can't have white tennis shoes." Clarence went out and got some black spray paint and spray painted his tennis shoes. Clarence was killed coming to work the day of the earthquake. When that freeway collapsed, Clarence Wayne Dean fell to his death. The transition from the 14 down to the 5, and he passed away and died the day of the earthquake. Out of 7 motorcycle officers that I worked with, that I helped supervise for those years here at Valley Traffic Division, it brings back memories. It brings back such fond memories. It brings back the good times. It brings back the times of helping the public. Valley Traffic Division, VTD. John O'Toole. God bless you, John O'Toole. John O'Toole. Pushing 130, and you're still here, John. God bless you. So to each and every one of you, whether you're a current officer, and those years go by so fast, I did 33 years. I've been in city council now almost 12 years. And when I retired, I remained as a reserve officer, because you have that connection, and that's what the connection is here. This memorial, Ivan came up to me when you were a captain here and said, "Can you give us some money?" I said, "Sure. What's it for?" "It's for a memorial." You started that project, and that's what this is about. It's about a family. It's about a family of active. It's about a family of retired. It's about a family that tries to keep people safe here in the San Fernando Valley. People have no idea what motor officers go through, what traffic officers go through, the death notifications, going to the coroner's office. They have no idea what you go through to protect the people of this San Fernando Valley and the city of Los Angeles. So God bless you all. It's an honor to be here. I'm very, very touched by this memorial and to see the congressman, the chief, the captain, my colleague Mitch Englander, also a reserve officer with the police department, our great chief here, Chief Villegas. I mean, this is something that in my time I've never seen before. But this is something that we will never forget. So Tony Bartolotto and all those folks that I can see, the sea of people here who we worked with, Greg Feifel, all the folks that we have seen, Bill Hennebury. You still got that police car? All the memories. Bill Selesky, who saved my life. I do too. I don't know how that happened, Bill, but it did. But we have so many memories, and as has been stated, the people that you love, let them know you love them, because, as we know, life is not forever. As this career is passing us, we see the days come and go. Rain, sun, you're always there for the people. And I do have a presentation, because it wouldn't be official unless we did a presentation, a certificate of commendation hereby presented to Los Angeles Police Department Valley Traffic Division in recognition of the unveiling of the Fallen Officer Memorial, honoring the men and women who sacrificed their lives serving the public. The City of Los Angeles commends and thanks the Valley Traffic Division police officers for their ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty. God bless you all. Thank you very much. For those of you who have a camera, don't notify Justin Bieber we're doing this.
They told me I was going to get flashed when I got up here. I didn't know what they meant. Thank you. Thank you very much, Councilman Zine. Our next speaker, another proud and strong supporter of law enforcement, Councilman Mitch Englander.
I want to thank former Captain Burt over here, who's paid administrative leave pending the comments made earlier. IA's at his house right now. We'll be looking into that. That was funny. You're good. We need you on the city council. Dennis, thank you for those great words. You took all my time, but that's okay. So I'll be quick, but I wanted to thank Dennis for teaching me how to get a half-price meal as well. Dennis actually, he doesn't save any money because he just eats two of them, but it's, I'm actually just getting them. Hey, now. I'm just getting him back because he and I ride also, and I've got a street glide. He and I actually just rode to Sturgis in August, 4,000 miles in 8 states, and at one of the stops in front of all the guys, he said, Mitch, you're LAPD Reserve. You ride a bike. why don't you become a motor reserve? We've got some great motor reserves. He goes, oh, wait a minute, in front of everybody. You can't. One of the tests is you have to be able to put both feet down at the same time. So I'm just getting them back. This is pretty cool. It's the first time I actually publicly get to say Congressman Tony Cardenas. That is, to have him representing us in Congress, I got to tell you, as a councilman, I was really honored to sit next to him. He was my seatmate on the city council. And I have learned a great deal about this man. The passion, the tears that he brings to the table, every speech, by the way. But he cares. This is a guy that knows what it means to be a public servant, that knows what it means to do the right thing. And far too often, our public officials get lost in that. And now I'm so proud to see our former council member, now both of my seatmates on the other side, Janice Hahn, she sat with me for three meetings and left and went to Washington. At least Tony stuck around a little longer, is doing great things already. So really proud of you, Tony. And it's great to have you here in supporting this. And to the chief, I wanted to say thank you. I was thinking about our chief and some of the comments that were made about him earlier. This is by far the best department in the country. And we are led by our own homegrown, somebody who bleeds blue, cares about LAPD day in and day out, and just doing the right thing. We often get together and talk about his vision of the department and things he wants to do, and it's always about the men and women of the department, making sure they have the right resources, making sure they have the best, making sure and fighting for what he believes in, whether it's policy issues or budgetary issues. And I got to tell you, there's nobody who I've worked with, and I've worked with quite a few chiefs as well, and I've been blessed, that I've worked with, that I've seen caring so much about this department and doing so much behind the scenes as well in front of the camera, but tireless fighter for us. So let's give another round of applause for our chief. As chair of the city's public safety committee, as an LAPD reserve officer, as a motorcyclist, as a father who, by the way, my daughter recently got her driver's license, God help us all. I think about that every day as I see her pull out of the driveway. Think about every day the fact that she's taking her life in her hands by going on LA streets. And I also think about our motor officers who are out there protecting her and protecting so many. And what got me involved in public service and wanting to do a better job for our community was a long road to get me here, but it all started on one night, not far from here, in fact, down the street, where my uncle, who raised me, was killed by four gangbangers as part of their initiation into a gang. And he was leaving his job at 2 o'clock in the morning, and under an attempted robbery, he got scared, he ran away, and they shot him in the back. And it was at that time that I knew I wanted to do something different with my life, that I wanted to get involved in the community, that I wanted to become a police officer, that I wanted to get involved in making a difference in at-risk youth programs and intervention programs. And it was from meeting so many officers, quite frankly, and working with this department that inspired me to do more and has inspired so many. And I just want to thank the men and women of this department. And as thinking... So what Captain Burt was saying is this is really a celebration of the lives of all those who've risked ultimately the sacrifice to put themselves first and given that ultimate sacrifice, but the families that are here to celebrate and memorialize. Every station has a memorial in front of it of the fallen officers. And to have one now for the traffic officers who are out there every day protecting us, and those who will now walk through these doors and see this incredible memorial with the names inscribed and bringing the community together and all the sponsors and the leadership and the vision that made this a reality will forever keep their names very much alive adorning the station. And I think about that as I walk through every station, as you walk through the police academy where you see the names on the bricks as well. But this community is a great community to come together to do this. And I wanted to thank those, particularly the sponsors and the volunteers and the artist that donated his time to put this incredible plaque together as well, which is truly amazing. So thank you again for putting this together today, for coming out here and giving me just a few moments of your time and allowing me to represent you on the Los Angeles City Council. God bless you.
All these guys who ride motorcycles, is this the wrong time to admit that I ride a Vespa? Anybody out there? Any takers? I'll just shut up. Okay. All right. I want to call up a good friend of mine and someone that I care about a great deal because he's a phenomenal cop and he's a phenomenal example to all of us. Officer Chad Bigley. Officer Chad Bigley in 2011 was voted the Officer of the Year for Valley Traffic Division. It was a phenomenal honor because you've got 215 great folks here, all of whom do good stuff, and Chad came out on top. Now we call him number two. I say this affectionately because last year he came in number two, not only in the city of Los Angeles, but in the county, when he wrote 3,034 tickets in 1 year. Six of those were to my wife. You guys laugh. I'm the one who paying the bill. I feel bad for your daughter, sir. I say that because it means a lot. The guy who beat him by two tickets. So he comes to work every day. He actually does warn people sometimes. He works his heart out, and he puts the community first. And so to present an award to Chief Beck, I'm going to ask that Officer Chad Bigley come up and do it, sir.
I got to say, it'd be a lot easier if I could just cite everybody right now. Thank you. Thank you, Captain Byrd. I'm Officer Bigley, better known as number two. I've probably cited half of you. And if I haven't, stand by, it's coming. I came to VTD about 8 years ago. And I came kicking and screaming. I didn't want to be here. I wasn't sure that I was going to fit in or this is where I wanted to be or the direction that my career wanted to go. But now 8 years later, I wake up every morning enthusiastic about the opportunity to come to work alongside a great group of brothers and sisters and enforce the laws here in the Valley in hopes to reduce the number of A's and K's and to conduct enforcement. Like any large family, leadership is a must. And in our case, it's the leadership of our father figure, Chief Charlie Beck. We would like to present the Office of the Chief of Police with his appreciation of our work.
And presenting the artwork with Chad Bigley is the artist himself, Tim Lampros.
I hope I don't fall off the stage. Chief, this is for your office. Let's just take this and do this. Here we go.
All right. Beautiful.
Stainless steel. Yes. I'll just let it speak for itself, I guess.
That's it. You got just want to do a photo right here. Yeah. He wants us to look this way.
No, don't block the art. They don't want us in the photo.
Well, you know, I can't thank you enough. This is absolutely gorgeous. You know, it is it's something that that I accept for the Office of the Chief of Police. This will remain there in perpetuity, and it is absolutely gorgeous. And thank you very much. And I not only appreciate this, but I know that we're going to see some more of your work. And I haven't got to see the memorial yet, but I understand it's incredible, and I can't wait to see that also.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What a phenomenal piece of artwork. Thank you. It's almost as bright as my patches. It's beautiful. The next people I'd like to call back up on stage. I'd like to introduce another officer who I work with, a friend, someone I care about deeply, and someone who works his tail off. Officer Bryce Verna.
Bryce!
Bryce will be with the artist Tim Lampros. You come on back up. We're going to be presenting an award to Captain Ivan Mintzel. Captain Ivan Mintzel, the memorial really was his dream, his push, his impetus, and none of this would have happened without him. So to present the award, Bryce.
I just got slipped a note. Chad Bigley will be opening up for Captain Burt the Flamingo this weekend, if anybody's interested. I feel honored that I got picked for this presentation to a man that was very instrumental in getting this started, a man that is very well respected and liked, and I've never heard a bad word said, and I this is absolutely honest. We've been very lucky and fortunate in the last two captains to just keep it up, Chief. We're on a good roll. Anyways, Captain Mintzel came to pretty much every week one of our roll calls, every holiday, every special event and moment that we had. He's one of those leaders that when he speaks from the heart and is very sincere and honest and truthful in what he says and does. And once again, I feel honored and privileged to be a part of the presentation. Captain Mintzel, can you come on up, please?
Captain Mintzel. The captain got transferred. He was needed at another station, and the guys came to me and said, "We got to do something for this guy." And I said, "Yes, we do. And he's a good leader." And so we got to thinking about this, and myself and Ray, where's he out there? This is what we came up with. So, you want to lift off? Do you like it?
I'm speechless.
Okay, we'll go with that. No, it's your men.
Thank you all.
I'm up. Now you want me to talk? To my family at Valley Traffic, to the men and women of the greatest traffic division in the city of Los Angeles and in the state of California, thank you very much for this honor. But today is not about me. I was just a small part. Here at Valley Traffic Division, our home, is where the inspiration, the vision was conceived for this family reunion and this memorial. The collaboration of all Valley Traffic Division employees, the artists, Mr. Tim Lampos, and his great assistants, worked together to create a work of art that would capture the spirit, the dedication, and the sacrifice these officers made. As you will see when our Chief of the Police, Chief Charlie Beck, unveils the memorial, the craftsmanship and construction match the professionalism, the courage, and the dedication that these seven officers displayed every day when they pinned that badge to their uniform and went out on patrol. This memorial is a small tribute to those seven heroes, as well as all those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in protecting and serving the people who live and work in the city of Los Angeles. This memorial will have an enormous effect on all who view it and to the families of Chuck, Paul, Jack, Randy, Dave, Ray, and Clarence, who will know that their husbands, fathers, brother, son, or uncle who gave so much of themselves will never be forgotten. Their hard work lives in all of us. Whether we are going to graduate tomorrow morning from the police academy when Chief Beck awards them their diploma, and to those of us who will be retiring in the years to come, we will always have a brotherhood or sisterhood to the Los Angeles Police Department. We will always wear that badge with honor and dignity and courage. Thank you all for the great honor you've bestowed upon me, and to the families of our heroes, I wish you the best, for they were truly heroes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ivan. It is now my honor to introduce a man who's going to read a poem that was written for this event. I'd like to call it Mr. Patrick Gorman. You may recognize Mr. Gorman for his role in Gettysburg and a few other things. So, thank you, sir. I'm serious.
I think Captain Beck may have another career in line in show business. Great material. This poem was written by Carolyn Lickfeldt, the mother of Tim Lampros, the artist who created the badge. It's called Heroes of the Shield. The shield of valor, speaking of the heart and soul of the ones who stand the test of time against the clutches and power of evil. With dedication, they stand tall with honor, with courage, as they walk the dark and lonely paths. Listen. listen, marching, filing by solemnly, with dignity. Each softly cry, every sacrifice, a gift of a devoted life. Every man or child, every parent, a brother, a wife, every comrade and partner, every lifelong friend, those along the way stand true to the end, sing greatly their song of allegiance, not forgotten evermore. Our guardians remembered, and this shield that they wore. Rise the banners heavenward, march on. We will sing for our ambassadors of the law. We salute you, the finest, the heroes of the shield. Thank you. I think now is the time to read the end of watch. I'm looking for some direction here, but are you ready for that? Of course. This is unusual because he's at a loss for words. Are you ready? All right, fantastic. Thank you for the honor of speaking to you here tonight, and thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you again very much, Mr. Gorman. Finally, our last speaker, aside from me, I'll be the last, but second to last speaker is the artist himself, Tim Lampros. So many of us have thoughts, ideas, dreams, and hopes, and what you want to say, and what you want to express, and sometimes words can't say enough, and they don't, oftentimes. Even if you hang out with me, just keep on talking and you can't say enough. That's where art comes in. For those who yearn for truth and beauty, we look to the artist, and I've found in my whole time as being a cop, nobody has ever represented the Los Angeles Police Department with the respect and honor and dignity that I think this badge, our name tags, our uniforms, our mission deserves, as the artist Tim Lampros.
A lot of tough acts to follow. I need these now, Mom. Didn't have any time to print this out, so they did here at the station. And I think as a joke, they printed it in four point. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Chief Black. Thank you, Captain Minsel. Thank you, Captain Burt. And thank you, all of you, for coming here to celebrate, pay respect, and I think, as Captain Burt says, to be a family for part of a day. It took about 10 months and nearly 2,000 hours to make this piece of art. There are many, many people that made this. I've got to name a couple. Karen, hats off to you. Couldn't have been made without her. Manny, wherever you're at, Todd, Simon, Johnny, Tony, a lot of skilled trades came and worked on this also. They put a lot of effort in this. But I'd like to make a special recognition to the man that really poured his talent and skill
and it is extraordinary. Mechanical and mounting challenges that this project faced. It has to be said, the project is where it is. What I mean by that is it's floating 15 feet in the air, but it is there because of Ray Schwager. Ray, stand up. Ray and I have teamed up on making these badges and other things. I'm up here talking about it, but I couldn't do it without him also. He's the other half. Boy, I could use a drink of water. It took a whole group of us to make this happen. But it started with one man's dream and inspiration, and that's Captain Minsel. I remember the day. Boy, his eyes were this big. This is what I want to do. It was his dream of VTD having a grand memorial. And that dream inspired an entire division of officers. For many months, all there were for us to grab onto was his dream and inspiration, because it took a while for us to figure out exactly what we were going to do and what it was supposed to look like. And along the way, Captain had to leave and go somewhere else. And then Captain Burke came in, and he carried the vision. He carried the dream. Him and his supporting officer, Officer Van Claveren, way to go, pitched in there, filled in. Seamlessly and professionally, these guys stepped in and said, we're going to make this happen. They all came together, part of VTD with all the officers. This type of continuity and leadership between one captain and another captain. Boy, I was nervous. Captain Minsel had to go to another division, and all of a sudden, we had to get this done. This type of continuity, I have found, just as Joe Citizen. This doesn't happen by accident. It was an amazing process to watch these guys come together and finish this project. That type of continuity comes from the top. It comes from the top down. That comes from Chief Beck, his command staff. We are able to inspire, follow inspiration, and keep that going from person to person because of Chief Beck, his department, his command staff, and I think the citizens of Los Angeles are better off because of his leadership and his command staff. Thank you, Chief Beck. People have come up to me and they've asked me, why do I build such pieces of art like this? I found myself never really knowing how to answer that. I just didn't have it locked in me as why I did it. I took some time because I had to do this speech to kind of think about it. And I figured out that my art represents the men and women that truly protect our community, our city, and most importantly, I make art because of the families and the people left behind of these fallen officers. I can't even think about losing a family member. Waking up one day, everything's okay, coming home, and your parent or your spouse or your fellow officer didn't make it home. I just can't even think of that. And that's why we're here, for a memorial. And this is dedicated to the Valley Traffic officers that have died in the line of duty. They carry the title EOW, End of Watch. Interestingly enough, I didn't even really know what EOW meant until I made my first memorial. And I've kind of noticed that most people don't know what it means. I mean, the movie came out, but not many people went to see it, so I'm sure most people still don't know what it means. I started doing some research and trying to feel what it is about the department. And I know that there's phrases like to serve and to protect and made the ultimate sacrifice, but those are just words. And we need to do more than just words for those officers that were killed in the line of duty and for the officers that work daily. These words carry an incredible responsibility because they're about people, they're about families, they're about communities and real police departments. To serve and to protect is an action. It's doing something, many times heroic, sometimes putting one's life on the line, and sometimes those heroic actions turn into those sad words, made the ultimate sacrifice, which in itself is an action. These phrases belong to somebody. Made the ultimate sacrifice belongs to a person and a family and a department and a community. And it really touched me as I was making this particular piece of art. I feel like I've worked with these men, these seven officers that gave their life. I learned about them. I learned about their families. I learned about their divisions. I learned a lot about the department. And for 10 months, I feel like I worked with these officers, got to know them. And I think that breathed some more life into a life that they lost. And that's why I did this. Remembering those lost requires more than just the words, made the ultimate sacrifice. It requires action. And I put forth the little bit of action that I could give. And today we've all taken action. Fallen officers of the Valley Traffic Division, we honor your sacrifice. We will never forget you. We took action today, all of us here. Your badge is now home.
Thank you very much, Tim. At this time, we're going to ask the family members of the fallen officers, escorted by their motor officer escorts, to go inside the building to be escorted up to the unveiling. And we are going to have Officer Kevin Van Claveren escort the congressman, the council members, and the chief.
One second. You know, I got a chance to talk to some of the men and women from Valley Traffic, and I learned something that they need to hear from their captain. And you know, having Ivan here and one of their former sergeants, Dennis Zine, who they love so much, and Jeff, they really want to like you. But there's something that's missing. There's something that's missing. There's a gap. There's you have a shortcoming. And so the men and women acted quickly to fill that gap. Come back up here. And they asked me to make you a whole man. And I'm going to do that by presenting you with a false mustache. I have no idea what kind of laws were broken in order to get that mustache kits here in time for the end of this ceremony, but you know, this shows the great sense of humor of the men and women of Valley Traffic, and thank you very much.